Hey, what's up? I came to the skate park for some epic B-roll in the intro, but there's nobody here. So let's get back to the church and start this video. Many people reach out to me and they say they simply just cannot make the changes that they need to make in their life. If you're trying to make a breakthrough, if you feel like you're just going at 60%, you need to pay very close attention. In this video, I'm going to teach you a very powerful prayer. It's called a binding prayer. Now, before I can talk to you about the binding prayer, I have to give you information that will help you to understand why this is so powerful. St. Ignatius of Loyola, that great spiritual master, teaches that there are three voices that communicate to us. The voice of God, which includes the angels, the saints, the Holy Spirit. We call this the voice of God. Our own voice, you know how we can be. We can be very fickle. And then there's the voice of the enemy. When God is speaking to us, when the Holy Spirit is working on us, we call that a time of consolation, a time where we're feeling like we really love God. We're really inspired to do good, to pray, to avoid evil. That's when we make our good resolutions to grow in holiness. Now, times of desolation are times when the devil is trying to influence us, trying to cause us to be anxious, try to cause us to have despair, to have doubt, try to get us to be lax, pushes us to commit sins. We have to be aware that these are things that happen to every single person. There's three sources of temptation. I get tempted by the world, I get tempted by my very own flesh, and I get tempted by the devil. So the goal of the devil in this circumstance is to do three things. One, to get you to sin. Two, to get you to not do God's will so that you lose glory in heaven. And three, to get you to not do God's will so that you don't save other souls. When the devil is speaking, he likes to use what sounds like our own voice. So let's say, for example, you make a resolution to pray more. Well, the devil's gonna say, you're tired, pray later. And then you're gonna say, yeah, I'm tired, I'm gonna pray later. Maybe your resolution is to avoid eating so much sugary foods because it's bad for your health. Or maybe it's your resolution to do a little fasting and penance for a family member. What's the devil gonna say when you're fasting? He's gonna say, hey, you've done a pretty good job. Go ahead and take it easy. You can fast more tomorrow. What if God is calling you to do some great work for the church? Maybe he's calling you to be a priest. Maybe he's calling you to start your own YouTube channel, for example. How is the devil gonna respond? What is he gonna say? Oh, people are gonna judge you. Oh, it's gonna be so difficult. And then, of course, fear, anxiety, doubt, and depression creep up. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes we are naturally anxious because things we're gonna do might be a little scary. Maybe you are naturally a little bit of a worrier. Maybe you naturally suffer from depression or anxiety. You're naturally very anxious. But don't be deceived. The evil one is going to pick at whatever your predominant weakness is. So if you're a worrier, he knows just what suggestion to give to you to cause you to unravel. If you're a workaholic and God is calling you to pray more, he knows just what suggestion to give to you to get you to get too busy to pray. I obviously can't cover everything that St. Ignatius of Loyola taught. If you'd like to learn more, I strongly recommend the book Discernment of Spirits by Dan Burke. It's a short read and it really does have great information that will help you in your spiritual life. Now I want to talk to you about the binding prayer. Lay people are allowed to do the binding prayer. You are allowed to say binding prayers over yourself or over your subordinate family members. If you'd like to learn more information about how and why we're allowed to do it, I recommend the book Deliverance Prayers for the Laity. This has the imprimatur, it has the Nihil Obstat, a great read. But most importantly, it's confirming everything that I'm telling you right here, right now. So what is the binding prayer? This is how it goes, you ready? In the name of Jesus, I bind you spirit of blank. Now, pause. I personally use in the name of Jesus and Mary because I'm a mama's boy. So in the name of Jesus and Mary, I bind you spirit of anxiety. In the name of Jesus and Mary, I bind you spirit of lust, of depression, of gluttony. I bind you spirit of addiction. I bind you spirit of pride, of fear, whatever it is that is harassing you in that moment. If you don't know what it is, you could try this. In the name of Jesus and Mary, I bind you unclean spirits, any spirit that is not of the Holy Spirit, and I cast you to the foot of the cross to be judged by our Lord. In the name of Jesus and Mary, I bind you. Then you say what it is that's harassing you. Maybe it's addiction to your cell phone. In the name of Jesus and Mary, I bind you, spirit of cell phone addiction, and I cast you to the foot of the cross to be judged by our Lord. So what is a binding? A binding is like putting cuffs, and then I'm binding and I'm casting out. I'm kicking you out of here. So the devil works a lot like a little burglar trying to break into your house. When he whispers, he's kind of like the guy knocking on the door, and then you listen to the whisper. You hear him say, oh, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Oh, it doesn't hurt anybody to look at pornography. Oh, okay. A little bit of chocolate cake won't hurt anybody. Okay. So when you listen, it's like you're opening the door to the evil one. And the evil one comes in and he starts to pull on your mind. He starts to pull on your will, and you've abandoned your good resolutions that God has had for you. So binding him is like putting cuffs on this home intruder, and casting him out is like kicking him out of the door. But what is a burglar going to do if he knows that you're weak? If he knows that you're weak and you keep answering the door and letting him in, he's going to try something else. Now, the evil one uses our path of least resistance because he doesn't want you to realize who it is that's knocking on the door. He wants to subtly come off as your own voice, as your own idea. So let's try one more time. In the name of Jesus and Mary, I bind you, spirit of fear, and cast you to the foot of the cross to be judged by the Lord. And I sometimes add, and never to return again. You have to say this prayer with a firm voice. Why? And then you have to put your arm down. Why? You have to bolt the door. Why? Because he's going to try and come back in. So if you say it firmly with conviction, and then you make a firm resolution not to listen. Some people say, I do the binding prayer, and 2 seconds later, I get the temptation attack again. Why? Firm resolution. Bolt the door. You hear him say, lust, lust, lust. You hear him say, fear, fear, fear. I am not listening. The door is closed. And then you make a firm resolution to go forward in the will of God without fear, with great love, with great fervor, with great devotion. You focus all of your attention on the present moment. The devil's whispers are all about the future. The devil's whispers are all about the past. You focus on doing God's will in the present moment. And what else must you do? You must fill the house with the Holy Spirit. You must pray the rosary on a daily basis. The spiritual warfare is real. You need to pray the rosary. Why? Because Our Lady is a great woman, and she's got many charisms. But one of her roles is to crush the head of the serpent. Who's the serpent? The one who brings desolation. To crush your desolation. Our Lady is also the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Who's the Holy Spirit? The one who brings consolation. So Our Lady will help you fight off your desolations. Our Lady will help to bring consolation. You're going to have the cross, but Our Lady is a critical mediatrix in your life. You have to be praying the rosary at least one time a day, at the very least, if you want to stand a fighting chance. Do you want to learn more about this very important topic? It's a topic that I would say maybe 1 in 100 Catholics, maybe not even 1 in 100 Catholics know about. If you'd like to learn more, you have to check out our most recent podcast on spiritual warfare. I will put it up in the box in the screen whenever my face disappears. One last thing. Don't be too scrupulous about saying this prayer. I don't want this to be your only prayer, and all day long you're saying binding prayers. The devil is not under every single rock, maybe every other rock, but you need to focus more on loving God, serving the Blessed Mother. When should you do this binding prayer? When you notice you're having struggle doing God's will. When you notice that there is a spirit tugging you away from what you should be doing, that's when you should do the binding prayer. Don't be saying it 24 hours a day, 100 times a day, because then you can become obsessive about that. We should be obsessive with one thing: love God in the present moment. Now let us conclude in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In the name of Jesus and Mary, we bind you, evil spirits that bother us day and night, and we cast you to the foot of the cross to be judged by our Lord. Blessed Virgin Mary, you are the spouse of the Holy Spirit. Help us to see clearly that we may love God, that we may serve God, and that we may see God at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. God love you. And we'll see you very soon.